I know defensively, JP and I think have a good way of playing defense, and that gives us an advantage in that type of press.
And the half court stuff. How important is it to turn Sullivan to kind of force him to the side to bring that trap? Is that tough in the back of your head?
Yes, that is so hard. And coach has been constantly on me about that, forcing them one way and not letting them be able to change direction so that we can get that trap. But it is hard when you have crafty and quick guards that can be able to change directions like he can. So it's tough, and it's just something I've been working on and trying to get better at.
Both Marcus and James Michael said they kind of felt exhausted the whole game. Did you feel that today especially?
Yes, I definitely felt that. I think everyone took a beating in that Texas game, and you know that kind of wore us down. But I'm just glad we were able to come out and get the win. We picked it up a little bit more in the second half, and I feel like it wasn't our best game, but we got the win, so that's all that's important.
And do you feel like adrenaline kicked in like the last few minutes of the second half and then in overtime?
Yeah, I definitely felt like that, especially for me. I know when Les fought out, I came in, and then the adrenaline kind of kicked in, like, okay, let's get it going, let's pick it up so we can get this win.
You were definitely guarding Sullivan a little bit, especially in overtime. What was life like guarding him in the half court?
It was hard. It was very hard because they set a lot of screens for him to get him open, and it was hard to fight through those screens and try to contain him, so. My teammates helped me out a lot with talking and giving me space so I can get through the screens. And I feel like I did a decent job. I made some mistakes, but as long as we got the win, that's all I'm worried about.
He was pretty much losing confidence, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did not miss. And we just tried to contain him as best we could. He's a great player.
Yeah, I was going to say, what percentage of the time would you say
he guarded? I know I didn't really guard him at all until
most
the end of the
overtime,
game,
yeah,
right?
The
until
the
last few minutes of regulation and then the overtime. So I don't know what percentage you would count that as, but it wasn't a lot.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I did this.
Do you feel like the mindset of this team has changed now that you kind of have some closure on Leslie and PJ? You know, Leslie's back, PJ's not. Has that changed the mindset of this team?
Well, I feel like coach has done a great job with telling us we have to play with what we have because we didn't know what would happen with those two guys. So I feel like all along. We had been doing a good job with the things that were happening with those two and just trying to play with what we had. So I feel like it hasn't changed that much, but knowing that what's done is done, it might help us out a little bit, but I wouldn't say a lot.
JP is one of the guys who's kind of been affected by that decision. He's getting some of those minutes that PJ would normally have. Just talk about the job he's doing and why you think he's playing with so much more confidence.
JP's doing a great job. I feel like last year he was a great player. So he's been doing a lot of work in the summer, and he's been working hard throughout practice every day. So I think all the hard work that he's putting in is just showing.
How much do you think, I heard you guys had practice with and you had to shoot 200 free throws. How much do you think that helped in overtime, you know, going to the line six times?
I think it helped out a lot because we knocked down more than what we have in the past few games. So those were key buckets that gave us a lead towards the end of that game.
And at some point in time, did Coach Williams say to you in the huddle, okay, you're on him now? And if so, what was your reaction?
Nah, he never said that. It was more of a conversation that we had between Marcus, JP, and I.
Okay.
He kind of lets us decide who guards who because we know each other. We know our defensive ability. So that's what ended up happening.
Okay, did you volunteer, or how did that work?
I don't know. I got stuck on him, so I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do the best I can.
So they were like, not me, not me, and then you.
It wasn't like a not me, but when we came out of in between regulation and overtime, we just called out our matchups, and I was okay, Marcus, who you got? JP, who you got? So I had three.
It's freshman hazing then?
I wouldn't say that's freshman hazing.